O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
In your resurrection, O Christ,
let heaven and earth rejoice.
Alleluia. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. To you be glory and praise forever. From the deep waters of death, you brought your people to new birth by raising your Son to life in triumph. Through him, dark death has been destroyed and radiant life is everywhere restored. As you call us out of darkness into his marvelous light, may our lives reflect his glory and our lips repeat the endless song. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever.
Amen.
Psalm 105. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. O give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples.
Sing to him, sing praises,
and tell of all his marvelous works. Rejoice in the praise of his holy name. Let the hearts of them rejoice who seek the Lord.
Seek the Lord and his strength.
Seek his face continually. Remember the marvels he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth.
O seed of Abraham, his servant,
O children of Jacob, his chosen, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth.
He has always been mindful of his covenant,
the promise that he made for a thousand generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath that he swore to Isaac,
which he established as a statute for Jacob,
an everlasting covenant for Israel, saying, to you will I give the land of Canaan, to be the portion of your inheritance.
When they were but few in number,
of little account, and sojourners in the land, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people,
he suffered no one to do them wrong,
and rebuked even kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm.
Then he called down famine over the land, and broke every staff of bread.
But he had sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave.
They shackled his feet with fetters.
His neck was ringed with iron. Until all he foretold came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him.
The king sent and released him. The ruler of peoples set him free.
He appointed him lord of his household and ruler of all he possessed,
to instruct his princes as he willed,
and to teach his counselors wisdom. Then Israel came into Egypt. Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham.
And the Lord made his people exceedingly fruitful.
He made them too many for their adversaries, whose heart he turned so that they hated his people and dealt craftily with his servants.
Then sent he Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen.
He showed his signs through their word, and his wonders in the land of Ham.
He sent darkness, and it grew dark. Yet they did not heed his words. He turned their waters into blood and slew all their fish.
Their land swarmed with frogs, even in their king's chambers.
He spoke the word, and there came clouds of flies, swarms of gnats within all their borders.
He gave them hailstones for rain, and flames of lightning in their land.
He blasted their vines and their fig trees, and shattered trees across their country.
He spoke the word, and the grasshoppers came, and young locusts without number.
They ate every plant in their land and devoured the fruit of their soil.
He smote all the firstborn in their land, the firstfruits of all their strength.
Then he brought them out with silver and gold. There was not one among their tribes that stumbled.
Egypt was glad at their departing, for a dread of them had fallen upon them.
He spread out a cloud for a covering, and a fire to light up the night.
They asked, and he brought them quails. He satisfied them with the bread of heaven.
He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out, and ran in the dry places like a river.
For he remembered his holy word, and Abraham his servant.
So he brought forth his people with joy, his chosen ones with singing.
He gave them the lands of the nations, and they took possession of the fruit of their toil,
that they might keep his statutes and faithfully observe his laws. Alleluia.
Remember the marvels the Lord has done.
Let us pray. God of our earthly pilgrimage, feed your Easter people with the bread of heaven, that we may hunger and thirst for righteousness until we reach our promised land, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Numbers, beginning at chapter 9, verse 15. On the day the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the covenant. And from evening until morning it was over the tabernacle, having the appearance of fire. It was always so. The cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. Whenever the cloud lifted from over the tent, then the Israelites would set out. And in the place where the cloud settled down, there the Israelites would camp. The command of the Lord, the Israelites would set out, and at the command of the Lord, they would camp. As long as the cloud rested over the tabernacle, they would remain in camp. And when the cloud continued over the tabernacle for many days, the Israelites would keep the charge of the Lord and would not set out. Sometimes the cloud would remain for a few days over the tabernacle, and according to the command of the Lord, they would remain in camp. Then according to the command of the Lord, they would set out. Sometimes the cloud would remain from evening until morning, and when the cloud lifted in the morning, they would set out, or if it continued for a day and a night, when the cloud lifted, they would set out. Whether it was 2 days or a month or a longer time that the cloud continued over the tabernacle resting upon it, the Israelites would remain in camp and would not set out. But when it lifted, they would set out. At the command of the Lord, they would camp. And at the command of the Lord, they would set out. They kept the charge of the Lord at the command of the Lord by Moses. So they set out from the mount of the Lord on 3 days' journey with the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord going before them for 3 days' journey, to seek out a resting place for them, the cloud of the Lord being over them by day when they set out from the camp. Whenever the ark set out, Moses would say, "Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered and your foes flee before you." And whenever it came to rest, he would say, "Return, O Lord of the 10,000 thousands of Israel."
God raised Christ from the dead, the Lamb without spot or stain. Alleluia. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. You were ransomed from the futile ways of your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without spot or stain. Through him you have confidence in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. God raised Christ from the dead, the Lamb without spot or stain. Alleluia.
The second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke, beginning at chapter 4, verse 38. After leaving the synagogue, he entered Simon's house. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him about her. Then he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. Immediately she got up and began to serve them. As the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various kinds of diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on each of them and cured them. Demons also came out of many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Messiah. At daybreak, he departed and went into a deserted place. And the crowds were looking for him. And when they reached him, they wanted to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose." So he continued proclaiming the message in the synagogues of Judea.
The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. He has become my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones, and lifting up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel to remember his promise of mercy, the promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Alleluia. We pray to Jesus, who is present with us to eternity. Jesus, light of the world, bring the light and peace of your gospel to the nations. Jesus, Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. Jesus, bread of life, give food to the hungry and nourish us all with your word. Jesus, Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. Jesus, our way, our truth, our life, be with us and all who follow you in the way. Deepen our appreciation of your truth and fill us with your life. Jesus, Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. Jesus, good shepherd who gave your life for the sheep, recover the straggler, bind up the injured, strengthen the sick, and lead the healthy and strong to new pastures. Jesus, Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. Jesus, the resurrection and the life, we give you thanks for all who have lived and believed in you. Raise us with them to eternal life. Jesus, Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. Let us commend the world in which Christ rose from the dead to the mercy and protection of God. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, have overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that, as by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help, we may bring them to good effect. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.